and welcome to Root Causes, the PKI and Security podcast, where two industry veterans talk about all matters of PKI, digital certificates, cryptography, and things along those lines. I am Tim Callen, senior fellow at Sigtigo, and I am joined by Jason Sirocco. Jason is CTO of IoT at Sigtigo. How are you doing today, Jay?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
So we are here today to talk about maximum certificate duration and SSL certificates. And a little bit of background for the listeners is that there is a new proposal from Google in the CA Browser Forum that would limit the potential allowable duration of a certificate basically to 13 months, to 1 year and a little bit of extra time so you can get your cert switched out. And this is a proposal now that is going to move to ballot and be voted on, and it is possible that the CA Browser Forum will vote to limit us to one-year certificates.
Right. So it seems to me that the trend has to be going less and less. I think we were talking earlier about certificates that were up to 6 years. That was a while back, down to three. And now, what is it now? Down to two. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah. So it used to be, once upon a time, it was just whatever the CA wanted to do. And in that time frame, you absolutely could go out and buy, I know, at least a six-year certificate. And there was some, you know, some discussion and question about how long is too long and what are the various potential vulnerabilities that come. And so when the CA Browser Forum started to establish baseline requirements, they started to limit certificate duration. And we took us down to 3 years for SSL and then 2 years for extended validation. So an EV cert couldn't be more than 2 years long. And then in a recent ballot last year in 2018, three-year certs became no longer saleable. So there are still three-year certs in the market, but you couldn't buy a new one. So we went down to two-year certs in that time frame. And now the current ballot would take us down to one-year certs starting in March 2020.
And so Google's argument for doing this is...
Well, so there are a few arguments for doing this. They're kind of connected. And some of them is the idea that any certificate, the longer it's in the market, the more your potential vulnerability goes up, right? That, you know, hypothetically, if on day zero, somebody steals your key, then the shorter the certificate lifespan is, the more you limit the damage that can be done, right? And so that's kind of a general philosophical argument to say shorter is better from a security perspective, all else being equal. There's also an idea of crypto agility. So we saw some examples of this in the past. You know, probably the best and most famous example is when the Debian Opium SSL flaw came out. There were lots and lots of certificates that had predictable keys. And under those circumstances, if those certificates had had shorter lifespans, there would have been less vulnerability, right? There would have been a shorter period of time before those got swapped out. And if that person moved to a non-broken form of key generation, then they would have had a non-vulnerable cert earlier. And then the third argument just kind of comes, and this one I think is actually not very important, but some people like to harp on it, is this idea that domains and certificates are decoupled from each other. So I could own a domain, I could get a certificate legitimately, that domain could stop being my property because I sell it or I don't renew it, and now somebody else could take that domain and use it, but at the same time, I would still own a certificate that in principle was a certificate for a domain I didn't own. So that idea is bothersome to some people. And to the degree that certificate lifespans, that maximum lifespans are shorter, all of those factors are reduced.
I know that in IoT, where certificates are used for a number of reasons, having shorter certificate life cycles, it's used in as a replacement to the idea of revocation because of the fact that revocation can sometimes be difficult or impossible within the operational technology environment.
Yeah.
So that works because of the specific constraints of IoT. Those same kinds of constraints don't necessarily exist within web servers.
And also, in an IoT or any kind of private PKI world, there's flexibility on certificate duration. So, you know, I could have a use case where I want my IoT certificates to live for a week or for a day, and I could have a different use case where I want them to live for 3 years, and that would be fine. And in fact, I could have both of them. I could have both kinds of certs living in my environment, depending on what device they're being used on, and that would be fine. In our public SSL world, we need to have some parameters, and those parameters are universal, and they apply to everybody.
If this gets passed, and right. It seems to be the trend for shorter certificates anyway, but if this does get passed, Tim, a common theme throughout a lot of our podcast is about outages due to lack of certificate management, correct management. This is just calling for more and more automation in my mind.
Absolutely. I mean, so, and we can imagine it not being done here, right? So you and I talked, it went from at least 6 years. I think there were probably certs that were actually longer lived than that. Went from at least 6 years down to 3 years, down to two. Let's say it goes down to one. Does it stop there? Do we get 180-day certificates? Do we get 90-day certificates? Do we get 30-day certificates? Where does it stop? You know, you start to imagine, maybe you say, okay, we've got a certain number of certificates and we're managing them manually by spreadsheet and we're doing okay, and someone goes and replaces them and I've got alerts set up and I was doing them once every 2 years and now I got to do them once every 1 year and that sucks, but I can live with it. Where do you stop being able to live with it? What is that duration, right? At 90 days, you can imagine the whole thing just being much more draconian. And so this is where we need to say, look, you need to have a different way ultimately to deal with this.
There comes a diminishing return on what a shorter lifespan will get you.
Yeah. Well, and first of all, diminishing return on what a shorter lifespan will get you. And I think that's a very important point, right? You say, you know, okay, if I go from 2 years to 1 year, then I have reduced the attack surface, if you will, the temporal attack surface by 365 days. And in order to do that, I have doubled the amount of administration that someone needs to do in a two-year time period. We've doubled the amount of information administration that someone needs to do over time. But now let's say I take it from 1 year down to 6 months. So in this case, I've only reduced the attack surface by another 180 some odd days, right? I haven't gotten as much gains, but I've once again doubled the administration requirement. Now, let's say we take it from 6 months to 3 months. Now I've reduced the attack surface by 90 days. So again, the benefit I'm getting is going down, but I once again have doubled the administration overhead. So you do need to balance those two things against each other, I think.
I live more in the private world than the public, although the public is of a lot of interest to me, obviously.
Right.
Is this based on studies? Is there some, to me, phishing is the big big attack that we should all be worried about right now. None of this is solving any of that.
Yeah, there's not a lot. I think there's not a lot of sort of empirical research behind this. It's more people with their opinions about what is good PKI hygiene. There has been some research around this concept of the disconnection of domains and certs, right? And this idea of zombie certs, basically, which is I get a cert for a domain, I give up the domain, but I still have the cert. And like I said, this is worrisome in some quarters. I just struggle to understand what the real pragmatic attack is here. Like, first of all, I've never seen any evidence of any real attack being dependent on this fact. And I don't even know how you'd go about engineering that attack, right? I'm going to get a domain name. I'm going to buy a two-year cert. I'm going to go sell that domain name to my intended target. They're going to put something valuable on it. And then I'm going to go do a DNS poisoning attack so I can man in the middle of them and use my cert. Like, it isn't going to happen. It's not reality.
It kind of reminds me of, you know, a house and you know, some academic is trying to show you how a burglar would break in. maybe the better way of learning of how the bad guy operates is to actually watch a burglar.
Yeah. And so this isn't really happening. So this is a thing. And, you know, this was done by some PhD students, and I'm sure they got their PhDs for them, and it's original research and they deserved it. But at the end of the day, there isn't really a pragmatic attack here that anybody has identified. So that one I declare to be not valid, right? Not a legitimate concern. I understand that it is a real thing that does happen in the real world, but it's not really a problem we need to be solving for. And then the other ideas are things we talked about, like, well, what if, you know, generally, as a general sense, what if your key gets compromised? What if, you know, what if you need more crypto agility than we have? And you know, those are more kind of people, those are thought experiment kind of arguments.
Right. So I'm going to try and represent the average CISO, director of IT person now.
Right.
This is all great. Glad that all you academics are, you know, writing papers, getting PhDs. Well, yeah. You've caused me some work here.
Yeah. So, right. That's the argument on the other side. The argument on the other side is, look, I'm the CISO of a major bank. I'm a big boy. I know as much about security as you do, and I should make these decisions for myself. And if I want 1 year certs, I can have 1 year certs. And that, you know, I think there's actually a lot of validity to that argument, right? They are big boys. They do know a lot about their system. They do know what they're doing to protect themselves. And why the heck wouldn't we let them make their own decisions on that? However, that might not be in that CISO's realm of choice anymore. And so this is where we kind of come back to, you were talking about automation. This is where the need for automation just continues to increase as we see the expected duration, the expected allowable duration of our public certificates continue to decline.
Yeah, because the risk, you know, the attack might be, you know, pie in the sky, but the risks right. of outages are real.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And either way, like whether or not you feel that attack vector or that risk vector is very high or very low on the duration of your certificates, doesn't really matter if you can't get them. It's just at that point, it's a purely academic conversation. And by all means, you and your other CISO buddies sit around and have this conversation over a beer. But at the end of the day, if you can only get 1 year certs, you can only get 1 year certs. That's all there is to it. So under those circumstances, better have an automation plan in place, or you are gonna double your workload and double your risk of an outage if you don't have automation.
Maybe a future podcast, Tim, this is something we're going to need to talk about. Maybe we can bring in a guest who's a real practitioner of these things to talk about how things have changed. Because I think sometimes the average listener of this might have set up a web server in their life and think that they understand how things are typically done. So the thing is, with the advent of content delivery networks and load balancers and hybrid cloud and... Right. God, Tim, there's so many places where I need to put my cert.
Yeah.
So many places, you know, and it's getting quite complex. I think we need to have a future podcast about this, just in terms of where all these certificates need to go, how to time them correctly, how to avoid outages, and talk about what automation really means to a modern practitioner in a modern, very complex environment. It's not just me and my web server anymore.
Absolutely. This is not your father's server floor anymore, for sure. And absolutely, that is a great perspective we should have on this, for sure. So listeners, send us an email. You can email me directly, tim.callan@sigtigo.com. And tell me, we'd love to get some working managers, working practitioners on this podcast. And, you know, give me an email. We'll try to get you on. So that's coming. We'll keep an eye on what happens with that. And ultimately, we'll let you know if it does go down to 1 year or not. But even if it doesn't go to 1 year now, clearly there's pressure to shorten the duration of a certificate. And if we don't go to 1 year in this vote, you can bet that it's going to come up again. This has been put up for vote in the past. You can bet that it's going to come up again and come up again. And there's always going to be the chance. And one thing I'll say is you're never going to see allowable certificate durations get longer. So, you know, they're only going to get shorter and shorter. And by the way, I wasn't being facetious before. I do not predict that this stops at 1 year. I think after 1 year gets implemented and is the universal standard, that there will be voices that are calling for these certificates to get shorter than that. You know, if you look at Let's Encrypt, by way of example, they're all 90-day certificates. And there are plenty of people who claim that all SSL certificates should be 90-day certificates. And in that kind of environment, if that really comes about, how are we going to get this done without being heavily dependent on automation? I think we're not.
For anybody listening who's thinking of trying to do a, you know, academic work and a PhD, that would be one heck of a PhD that would capture a lot of attention. Is there a sweet spot? Because, right, you know, what are we going down to, 1 second certificates? Like,
right. Yes, exactly. I mean,
that's an exaggeration, but it's trying to make the point of where is the sweet spot that takes everything into account?
Yes, right. That accounts for all the factors. And I'd love to explore that topic more. I'd love to hear other opinions on that. I'd love to get some research on that, because I think it's a tough one. And I think that there is a risk of PKI people who do this for their whole careers getting a little insular and becoming, you know, kind of becoming ivory towered, and understanding what's really happening on the street in the real world is a critical part of making these decisions correctly.
Yeah, that's why I say, I think we got to talk to practitioners here. Their voice isn't being heard right now.
All right. So that's probably a good spot to leave it. Thank you for discussing this with me, Jay. It's an important trend, and I'm glad we talked about it. I am Tim Callan, and of course, this is Root Causes.
Thank you, Tim.